bring the job, and then.
My biggest fear on the job is it's an arc flash. I'm not gonna lie, where I go to a control box or something just to check a circuit, and I try to open that bitch, and then there's a possibility of me being vaporized because there's just a bad, you know, electrical wiring that's been just built up for so long, and it's just waiting for a little bit of oxygen or just to be cranked open, and then boom. So that's like my biggest fear, but the chances of that is like on an HVAC job, like 1 in 24, like it's a very high probability. And then my second one would have to be not being grounded. They always say keep your left hand in your pocket. You don't want to be touching nothing with this hand, so stay grounded and just paying attention and watching out for live wires. It's mainly electricity.
Oh, so they're saying like don't fucking grab it with both hands.
You don't want to be. Number one rule, like say if like there's a metal surface or just any surface, your body is a circuit as well. So if you touch a live wire and you're not like grounded, left hand in pocket, because you're supposed to put your left hand in your pocket because this is closer to your heart and shit. And you use your right hand to like look at shit, because that way if it does go, it goes this way and hopefully straight into the ground. But like if you're touching something, that shit will travel through you to the item, especially if it's metal. Now you're just a part of the fucking current. And in, you know, electrical shit like HVAC, everything's 120 and up. The highest is 240, and I do not want 240 volts flowing through my body. Your heart will explode.
Jeez. Yeah.
See. Curtain call.
Yeah.
No, you just gotta, again, that's paying attention to detail, not being on autopilot, going through the, what's the protocol? Like, follow protocol. Even in my job, like, with propane, like, you do one false move, you can blow up from here to like the lake off of a small tank, like those barbecue tanks that people have. You ever see those videos where like they're like shooting them with guns and it's like a big explosion? So imagine there's something like that, but it's like
you're in a tanker. Yeah
A tanker.
Oof. That's full. Yeah, that's a weapon of mass destruction,
bro.
Literally like a bomb on wheels.
That's why I like charcoal grills. I still refuse to use propane. Eventually I'll learn how to use propane because it's just right, but
and you guys have like these deathly like potentials if you don't pay attention to those details. Like for me, my detail is at work. If I don't catch something on this invoice or paper, if we pay someone or pay something erroneously or falsely or whatever, it's like I'm supposed to be there to catch that. So there's different types of details you gotta like look for in different occupations, for sure.
Definitely. I'll take your dangers, though. I can follow the money and breadcrumbs. Yeah, keep my life. From bombs to currents.
That's a whole level of...
Yeah, one false move, that's somebody's life right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Our lives. So, it's crazy because, like, just got back from vacation, by the way. So
you look good, man. That's the first time I've seen you.
Thank you. I'm like, I ain't seen you in a while, man. I miss you, man. You know, I seen Clifton 2 days ago at kickball. So,
nice.
But no, just got back from vacation.
And I'm gonna grab my beverage while you.
Oh, you good? Then I go back into work. First day, I'm headed out to Kent, Ohio, to make a delivery. Just driving casually, and then for some reason, this lady decides that stop signs don't matter. So I'm turning left to go to my stop. She literally blows this stop sign, hits my bobtail on the left hand side.
Oh.
I'm fine. The truck's fine, but her vehicle was like leaking coolant, antifreeze. I'm like, look behind you. There's a stop sign. She said, I'm in a rush. I'm like, that's the problem. Slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's in a rush to get to this. Where are you going? You'll get there when you get there. It was like, this is the dangers of like not being attentive to small stuff like that.
For sure.
Because if she was going at a faster speed, that would have been both of us.
Not only that, if she would have hit the tanker the wrong way, that would have been a block radius.
Yeah, it was on the gas side, too, so it was like gas, then the big bulk tank of propane. So I'm like, oh, you just hit the steps, and the steps shifted. I'm like, thank God the steps were there, because it wouldn't have been as bad. But no, she was fine. Plus, she didn't have insurance.
Jeez.
I'm like, where are you even going? Doctor's appointment. I'm like, oh, okay, well, now you got to wait. I don't want to like call the cops, but I have to, because it's protocol. Like,
right.
Something were to go left, again, it falls back on me. Yeah, I just don't want that situation.
And, I mean, you're just in a company vehicle. You have to. You can't say the lady hit me and then just sped off and shit. There's, like, recordings and that. Like,
yeah, no, we got cameras in the front of the cab and inside the cab. So, it's like, if you're texting and driving and accident happens, they'll catch you doing it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, it's just little stuff like that. Like, this, always be on defense when you're driving. For me, anyway. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm. I learned how to drive in the wintertime, so I'm a natural defensive driver, so I don't play around. Yep. My parents was like, yeah, you're going to learn how to drive in the winter. I'm like, why? You won't go so fast. They were right.
You have pace. You try to take a hard right. You're going to spin or something. Yeah, it's... Mm. It's an interesting though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, vacation was awesome.
That's great, man. That's great. Yeah.
The cruise was amazing, man. Definitely. If you haven't done a cruise, please do a cruise. It's like probably the best way to vacation, honestly. Mm. Just like you're forced to like disconnect and connect with who's around you on the boat. And just have these like genuine conversations with people who are like into real estate, people who are architects, just different genres, artists on the boat. There was like a magician on the boat. There was a...
Please tell me he did a magic trick for y'all.
He was like a... He kind of like you, John. He did. He looked like John a little bit, but he was a... Like an intellectual magician. So he would just like do tricks with numbers with people. Okay. And like mess with them that way. And I'm like, okay. He was cool. There was a comedian on the boat that was from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey. Nice.
It was a lot of Ohioans on this cruise. But outside of that though, trip was amazing. Details of it, a lot went into it honestly, but like cost effectively, like we only spent $3,500. Okay. But it's all inclusive, so you get like a drink package, you get two excursions, so when you get to your destination you have two choices of like off-road dune bugging, or you can do a waterfall depending on where you are. You can do a tour. But it was cool, man.
That's what's up. Now, was it all like timed? So for that day you went, I think you chose the dune buggies, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, is it like a, you get there like, okay, we're going to drop you off at 8, be back by 5.
Yeah, so like when we arrive at the port, on the PA, the captain, he'll say, hey, we're at our destination. Make sure you guys get back by the boat by 5. If you're not back by 5. You see those like TikToks and people running to the boat, he will leave you. Like they don't blow a horn or anything. Like if you're not back by 5, you're on that island. You got to get back. If you don't have a passport, I don't know.
Damn.
What to do for you? But
find U.S. Customs.
Yeah, no. So we got off the boat at 8. I made sure we got back 2 hours earlier.
Nice.
Charge your phones and everything. Hang out in the ship. That's the best time because everybody's off the boat. So now there's time for activities that you couldn't get to during the day, like the water slides and like. Nice. The gambling doesn't start until like 6 o'clock, but outside of that, like, food was good. I will say I'm burgered out though.
Are you?
Because they had like a buffet, so like, you can get whatever you want, but like they serve hot dogs. I mean, not hot dogs, but like burgers, fish, different types of like Japanese dishes. It was actually like impressive.
Nice.
Honestly,
nice.
Yeah.
You do it again?
Definitely do it again. Nice. So this was 7 days. I think I can do now. Maybe like 2 weeks.
Ooh, there you go. Just push it a little farther.
There's people that do them for like a month at a time. I'm like, I don't know how you guys do that though. Like,
some people live on cruises.
And it's cheaper to do it that way too, honestly. Because you're only paying for what? Maybe, like, you're not paying for food. You're probably just paying for like, just the port. So it's probably like $1,000 a month just to live on the boat. Because you have your room. You're just paying like the room, basically. Because you have the workers that go around and do your laundry for you. Food is free. Drinks are free. Unless you are... Drinks was probably the second most costly thing on the cruise. Because each drink was like 15 to 16 bucks.
Ooh.
Right.
See, yeah, I don't know. For me, like when I went to Florida, I was like, yeah, we drink a little bit. But I was like, I didn't want to drink a lot because I kind of... I don't know. For me, my drinking experience, I'm like, I want to be like kind of coherent.
Yeah, I want to be like in the moment, present, like not so belligerent where it's like, I don't remember what I did.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, because what's the point? You might as well stay at home and get blacked out drunk.
Exactly. Yeah, no.
But it was just interesting to see, like, and then in the Dominican Republic, we went through Little Haiti, and like to see how they live versus how we live, like we take so much for granted. These people like don't have shoes. You see, like, the whole, like, basketball hoop with, like, the crate on it. Like, it's, yeah. There's, like, cows walking around, chickens walking around. They just, yeah. If poverty was an actual thing, you can see it, like, live. But, like, yeah, we're definitely grateful for what we have, though, so.
Yeah, because I've seen those pictures of, like, the huts and stuff. And I'm like, damn. I know for a fact that isn't just rubble. That's somebody's home.
No, that's somebody, like, home. Like, and it'll be, like, 5 or 6 people living there.
Yeah. Man, God bless them people. And just to think, like, some of the greatest minds come out of villages like that, and some of the most hardest working people. Those are the people who be looking at you when you show up to work late. They be your boss, be like, no excuses.
No, yeah, literally, literally.
No excuses.
Yeah, no. And, like, none of them have, like, you'll see, like, on the little scooters, it'll be, like, little infant babies in the front of the scooters. Like, no seatbelts or anything, just riding down the street. And I'm like, this is interesting. Yeah.
Interesting is a good word, because you can't say it's insane, because clearly it's a normality there. Mm-hmm, that's what people have to do. It's just over here in the States, we have so many regulations, protections, and normalistic ideas that, again, that it's foreign to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would also wonder, like, is that, you know, small child going to work or something? Like, they have to do it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, but overall, yeah. Definitely, we'll do a cruise or something together as all the guys, or like another trip, just to get that experience of life, though, of seeing something outside of Lorraine, just something that you don't normally see every day.
Mm-hmm.
Cool with that.
Yeah. Just like, I will say, like, the last day, though, I did get sick. Oh, I got food poisoning. So, like, I ended up, the whole last day throwing up on the cruise.
Mm.
Just because we ate something bad in the Dominican Republic. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the water. But they said, like, there's a pattern of people who visit the Dominican Republic, they get food poisoning.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, yeah, so.
You gotta be something they cook with. Like, it doesn't...
That, doesn't the water, the food, yeah. The way they prepare it, you gotta think.
The bacteria in the food, too. I'm like, oh, man. It was delicious, whatever I ate. It was shrimp tacos. It was delicious, but never again, so.
Because, I mean, they might have not deveined them or, again, prepared them a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying anything about the Dominican Republic, because I was... assume that you guys went to the nicer part, but I mean, even cleanliness, you never know what the kitchen's like and hygiene is like.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know.
Well, they have like designated like tourist spot though,
and like, that's why I said that, like, you never know, you could have been going to the cleanest spot and it just so happens.
Dang, it's in the details.
Mm-hmm. It's in the details. Just, you know, gotta pay attention, basically. Mm-hmm. Outside of that though, what's been going on, man?
What's been going on? We forgot to do this. Welcome back to another episode of IOS Podcast. We just dived in.
Yeah, I know.
So with that being said, it's me, your boy Cliff today. And to my right, I have John.
Hey.
And to the right of him, we have Osh.
I'm back.
Back from the DR and on his cruise. Mm-hmm. So thank you for taking us behind the curtain a little bit. And all that's been going on around here is a whole lot of Lorraine. You ain't missed nothing. It's why people want to leave so bad. Don't get me wrong. I know we're trying to build the city up, but why people want to leave because... And I'm catching on to the pattern, and, you know, I pay attention to what Mike Huff says online, and sometimes we chat, you know, personally, and I'm starting to come to the conclusion, nigga, right, man. Like, he live in Florida, living his best life, and I'm happy for him, Julia, Azrael, and soon to be Amir.
Mm-hmm.
And like he says, every time he comes back, like, he visits his pops, he'll hit his normal spots, and he says nothing has changed. And it almost makes me feel like, not like we're in a time machine, but like in a time purgatory. Like, yeah, individuals here evolve, but nothing with the city evolves, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, we evolve individually, we collect stuff, and then again, it takes me back to a conversation we had, and we end up outsourcing somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
We can't help it. It's kind of by default. And I'm getting to the point where, man, if, you know, after I get my training with this job and somebody offers me some good money out of state, I just might take that contract, because at the end of the day, if nothing's gonna improve here, and I see improvement being minimal, again, streets are trying to get done, I don't really see businesses trying to come here, and if they are, they're meh, or they don't really stay long. Mm-hmm. It's usually for a certain demographic or a group, like an age group, and they benefit from it, but eventually they, you know, pass away or whatever happens, and then it's just like, you know, where's the lime life for us in our age group? And again, I know, how do I say, like, we worry about, like, you know, high theft in this area and certain shit, but a lot of the bad people and bad guys are away now. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of good, hardworking people live in Lorraine now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why nobody is willing to take a chance, or at least trying to have a conversation with a friend in a high place somewhere, like, hey, just bring a solid business to Ohio, or at least Lorraine, and watch what happens. Because, again, that downtown, when I cruise through it, there's just so many open opportunities and spot. Like I said, if we had a Nike store and it had a good staff, and I'm just going to take Nike, and, you know, decent security just for high theft, I promise you that Nike store will pop. Everybody around here loves Nike. to our Jordan store. You know what I mean? Instead of making us travel far and we're spending money in other counties and other, you know, areas, just bring it here.
Well, that's, you know, sorry to cut you off, Cliff.
Oh, go ahead. I was done.
There was a council person that tried. She basically told, she reached out to Dell. Dell was trying to build like this chip processing factory.
That would have been awesome.
And they're like, we need to find a place. And she's like, hey, here's a couple places. And I think she was like, hey, Lorain could be a good spot. And then she actually, something happened where she actually helped them select a location in Columbus. So it was trying to get it here, but then it was like, it didn't come to fruition, but they were like, we'll come to like Ohio. We'll come to Columbus. So, that would have been huge if we would have had a processing factory. I mean, the thing was, it takes a lot of water. Like, we have water.
We got water. So, that's what I'm saying. So, we got a whole lakefront.
So, companies like that, like that was, if water is an issue or what, you know, we have an ample
Columbus
supply.
Is further away from water.
I know. So I don't know the detail why that happened exactly, why they chose that location exactly, but I know that at least someone on council was trying to like,
I appreciate
wrangle
that.
In someone big like that. You know, like you said, some of the businesses are there is some businesses that come here and I feel that they just don't have it all. They're focused on the aesthetic and not the follow through, or they don't see all the details collectively. They're like, oh yeah, it's going to be here and we're going to do this, but then they just don't have it planned out for failure or to morph if they needed to like change their business plan. That they were like, no, we want to do this, and well, it didn't work out. So
right,
you gotta look at all the details before you start making decisions on direction, because if you don't, I mean,
and what big businesses are like missing out on, if you know, again, I feel like if I'm gonna be honest with like went through with that Dell thing, when they heard, all people think about when they think of Ohio is Columbus in Cleveland. Every other city, I feel like, in Cincinnati sometimes, it's like almost obsolete, which is weird to me. Like, there's only three fucking cities that ever existed in Ohio. Like, no. We have a beautiful county, a beautiful city, like you said, right on the lake. So if you need water, there's an unlimited amount right here. And again, you can have you don't think we would offer up a waterfront area if you needed a waterfront? Like, all along, like, you know, right there by the police station, you can have that. You can build something. Mm-hmm. You can have something down closer by the hospital. That's what Pop's calling. I already know why he's calling. I'm going to get rid of him after this. And there's just so many other things that I can just name off that we have here that they're not going to... Like, I feel like all you're going to get in Columbus is a younger demographic. You're going to get more scholars for sure. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, a chance of harder working people. But then again, we have hard working people right here. Mm-hmm. We have factory workers.
Yeah.
What is harder working than a factory worker? You know how much mental toughness you have to wake up and dedicate your life to a factory life?
Going in the same time each day, doing the same thing over and over. And like, this makes sense to me. I always want to do this. Like, chemical right here, same job. Just you come in at a certain time, do your welding or whatever you do, clock out, that's your day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you don't think if you brought a chip factory here, people wouldn't do the same and actually be thankful for it, because it's a nice, clean facility, easier work, and you might bring attention to something that people didn't even know about, and it could help your business because they might evolutionize from it, or your business will. Just saying, there's a lot of opportunity here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Lorain has been Lorraining. Gosh, ain't nothing been different.
Interesting.
When I'm thinking about going.
Yeah, no.
I want to build this place up from a different place. Would that be weird, like, if I move, but I still want to, like, dedicate something to Lorain?
No, there's people like that, though. Like, they'll move, but they still play their role for Lorain, like... My cousin, who stays in like Alabama, she deals with environmental development. So she'll send me like ideas on like how to do campaigning, how to do a pop-up shop, like just random little stuff to try to like improve the city. Like, shout out to Jayvon Terrence too for his fashion show.
Yeah,
he did on the Oasis. Like, that's a good area to be in.
Perfect.
And when he did this fashion show, it was like there was so many people that were brought here. But after the fashion show's over, where do you go?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you go on Broadway, but what's on Broadway?
Exactly.
Yeah. A lot of people just want to sit and have a good meal. So, like, I feel like Lorain needs to come up with, like, an authentic, like, an organic, maybe, idea where people come here, they can have a piece of Lorain. Like, you can only get it from Lorain.
Ooh. Okay.
But it's, I like, good for the soul, or good for, like, a traveler. Like, man, Remember I had that good slice of whatever in Lorraine, a mm-hmm. pie or like a dessert or something.
Burger, wings, something like just a signature, something that makes people think of us. Because, I mean, our only signature is the lake. And mm-hmm. lakes are everywhere. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's why, for instance, Chicago has pizza. People travel to Chicago for pizza. Mm-hmm. Regardless of no matter what the rumors are, how bad it is out there, you know you're going to go find some decent. Same with New York, you know, and people travel back and forth just to even like battle the flavors of pizza. Mm-hmm. So people go to the West Coast. California has pizza, weed, you name it. Like there's certain signature shit about certain states and places. And we just have lakes, Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Columbus. That's it.
Yeah, because people were asking me like on the cruise, too, like, where are you from? I'm like, Ohio. Like, what part of Ohio? I couldn't say Lorraine. They were going to be like, what's Lorraine? I'm like, ah, oh, that's like 15 minutes from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Sheffield borderline. A couple people were like, oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. Other people were like, yeah, I just know about Cleveland. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Columbus.
It make you feel like an alien, like you from some small hick town in Ohio. Like, no, yeah. I come from a decent-sized place.
Like, yeah, we're the 10th largest city in the state. You know, we're not no, you know, unincorporated town, like you say. But, you know, I guess the other thing is that every city can't be something, you know what I mean?
True, but
like I said, gotta make it unique. How can we make it unique? You know,
well, I mean, what we were known for was our hotel and like the palace, back
steel,
then.
And you know, that you know, that was our we were a factory,
Steelman, yeah, factory. Now it's like it's not there anymore, so now it has like this floating identity of like what could Lorraine stand for or be.
Mm-hmm. And now we have like EVs coming to Ford and all that and Avon and stuff. But again, that's Avon. So Lorain County's put on, but it's a nicer part of Lorain County, not us. Like I said, yeah. I feel like at some point we're going to get swept under the rug and Avon Lake is going to be bigger than Lorain. It might become Avon Lake County.
That's what I'm. It's just details, little stuff. Like we have a kickball league every Friday. So if you guys ever want to come out and watch, that's just, we're doing stuff in the community that's active, that we're doing volleyball Thursdays at Lakeview. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to bring attractions to like this area, but it's like not being highlighted or celebrated as much as somewhere else towards like Lakewood or Avon Lake or mm-hmm. I don't know, like Brook Park, that area. Like you can go to certain areas and see the difference once you literally drive inside the city. So yeah.
You know what the focus word should be today? Venting. Because we are definitely venting about our city. That's what it sounds like, man. Because, again, I got so much love for this city. It's raised me and gave me so much wisdom, experience, and just such an eye-opening look. I can't really say a life because I've only been to so many states, but I think it's given me enough to where no matter where I go, I'm confident in what I do and how people move, and I can catch on quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, this city has given me enough to adapt to different areas and shit. And that much I can be appreciative for because of the melting pot that we are. So I've never just dealt with, you know, just your kind or just our kind. Like, I've dealt with so many and embraced all of them. So I feel like, you know, whether if you're Croatian, Polish, you know, from Nigeria, it don't matter. I would love to hang around you, your culture, your kind, because, and that's one thing I'm grateful for. Maybe that's something we need to highlight more because we have to realize, like, the county was named after our city for a reason. Mm-hmm. Something was special about our city at one point in time. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Maybe we need to highlight our, you know, our diversities a little bit more. Because didn't we have a show back then with, like, Miss something? Like, Miss Croatia? Do we still do that? Like, Miss
Well, the international, yeah. The international? Yeah, they have, like, the queens, the international queens, basically. The princesses, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And it's for every nationality, and they, like, go around and they'll, like... volunteer at places and kind of talk about their cultures and different foods and stuff. So, I mean, we do highlight it, but it's like a 3-day event.
We should do it all year round, you know what I mean? Because I feel like people from around the states will come here to be like, oh, like, with as many cultures we have here, we can celebrate a culture, I feel like, once a month.
I was going to say... twice a month. Say a year. Mm-hmm, say if you said, okay, look, businesses on Broadway, we're going to do... let's just say Latin January. So everybody let's put some Latin flavor into downtown. So, okay, you're a cocktail bar. How about you make some Latin cocktails? Or you're a bar restaurant. How about you make some like cuisine that is different, diverse.
And that shit catches on. It's like, man, yeah, I'm going to Ohio, to Lorraine during this month because, man, they have a dish that they make during that month at this spot. Like Ash was saying, Gotta mm-hmm. have it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta
mm-hmm.
have it.
Because right now, shout out to Rockin' on the River. It just started. Mm-hmm. Well, the day that we left, it started. So, like, this mm-hmm. is, what, the second or third one?
I think this is the third, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, even those are awesome to go to. Like, and the weather is starting to, like, pan out and get better. Something going on with, like, air control, though. What's all this about?
Air quality?
Yeah. Air quality, like.
Oh, there was forest fires up in Canada, but I don't know what was going on. The Canadian government started burning trees. Some people were saying, like, that's how to get rid of old trees. Some people were saying they were freeing up space because they're about to do something. I don't know, but they pretty much burnt a lot of acres, so many mm-hmm. acres, that the wind pattern was blowing down this way, and we were getting all that smoke from their forest fires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really hazy last week, and it's still kind of hazy now, but it was definitely worse a couple days ago.
Yeah, a few days ago it was bad. Like in New York and like certain parts of the East Coast, it was orange outside.
Yeah.
That's how bad the smoke was.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to understand, like, if trees are our oxygen, why do we keep cutting them down?
I can't make any sense of it. And that's where I have kept coming up with, like, why are corporations and big businesses being greedy? Because you're only cutting down this shit to build something up, to use a bunch of money, to eventually get workers there and to make more money. But do you need more money? We got so many world problems right now. I don't see why every place is focused on making more money. It just don't make sense to me. They wake up every day thinking about how can we scrape more in, and all of you are worth, like, over hundreds of billions of dollars. How about helping the world, open up your pocket? I'm sorry, I never try to tell the next man what to do, but like, I'm looking at all these big corporations with billions of dollars. Help the world a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you help us all out, catch up a little bit, because we're trying to catch up to where y'all at. If we're all being real as individuals, mm-hmm. we can make a little bit more. Guess what? You will make more, and maybe we will be okay with you possibly cutting down a little bit of area, not a lot as they be doing, to, you know, get some better business going and different shit going. But like, when you're just focused on doing that, and then we're the ones paying for it ultimately, mm-hmm. because through taxes and other shit, mm-hmm. because they do some weird loophole shit, because they don't really have to pay for it ultimately, like, let us catch up.
Mm-hmm. And a microcosm of that, a situation that happened in Lorraine, this was in 2020, there was a business that was like interested in coming here to do it was like a refrigeration factory. So basically, if Meijer had frozen shit that they wanted to order, but they didn't have room for it yet, it would like be stored there. It's like a storage. Like,
oh, that's genius.
And well, the company was like, yeah, we want to go to this location. So whomever it was, I don't know who it was, I think it was the company or someone, they tore down like acres of trees, and it was like this whole like endangered species issue afterwards, and they like tore down like all this stuff, and then they built somewhere else. They went elsewhere. They like decided not to do it, but it's like you ruined like wildlife for nothing.
Exactly. And then that shit of that wildlife has to pay for. We were paying for out of taxes for a while because the city has to offer up something to get that shit going, because it's not just them paying for it. So we were left with a bill and empty promise.
Yeah.
An empty lot. Yeah.
With everything going on, I feel like they're trying to like, I don't know, this is a theory. I feel as though they're trying to push us back into the house.
Like, I've been feeling
like another way. Like pandemic or something that's about to happen. But like,
I hope not.
I
don't know, man. I'm kind of for it, because the pandemic, it was kind of lit. Like, I just had jaw. I knew what I was doing. I didn't have to really deal with people. But I don't know.
Structure,
I like
it made people. Sense though. Yeah, no. Overall, I'm just excited to be back, by the way. So like, again, I'm excited to go to Put-in Bay.
Oh, you nice. Going to Put-in Bay?
One of these weeks. It's just, you know, it's summertime. Let's enjoy summer. Like, yeah, it's probably going to be the best summer that we have, honestly. I'm just thinking because, like, there's so many opportunities for us to just go outside and be outside and enjoy the presence of being present, like, outside. Like, because we're getting into golfing now, too, so it's like, I'm obsessed.
I took lessons. I took only one lesson.
Okay, how was that?
It was good.
Okay. It was going back to details. Mm-hmm. What detail went into your lessons in golf? Was it hand posture? Was it?
Yeah, it was, dude. There was so much, because it was like a 55. It was like we'll call it an hour lesson. Okay. And he was like, it was okay. Look, you need to, you know. He was like, go ahead and get a couple balls, and we'll just see what you're doing. He's like, okay. So he's like, you got to grab the club this way. You know, I'm left-handed, so he's like, you know, left hand, your left thumb should be at 1 o'clock and your right should be at 11, and how it would sit.
Okay.
And he said he talked about like the swing, the follow through, the leg power. There, dude, there's so much like the stance, the weight, the follow through, the keeping your posture through it, like your hips, dude. So much, so much detail.
Does it make sense why Tiger back be hurting?
Bro, well, it was funny because I, you know, we've been golfing for probably, we'll call it a year now. And I left that lesson and my back was hurting. I'm like, I was clearly not doing this right. Because now I'm he's, you know, trying to, you know, perfect, not perfected, but trying to correct my swing.
Starting to use muscles that you didn't know you had before.
Exactly. I wasn't using them that I was supposed to. And so many details. And he was... I will admit he was giving me some really good feedback and like also encouragement, like, yeah, you're doing good, this is good, this is, you know, for being a year in or whatever you are, you know.
Yeah, because I've been going with a lot of like ex basketball players that went to like Emerald King, shout out to Dan Bieber. Me and him, we'll go to Valley of the Eagle, or we'll just, he always does 18.
Nice.
He won't do 9 because he feel like he doesn't get a good measure of how his game's going. So it's like you shoot 18, see like what your handicap is, and then start working on your game. So it was like now it's so crazy because like my handicap is slowly like fading down because he's telling me like, hey, instead of like swinging all the way back, just do like 40% on your swing, and that'd take down like just your chipping and just like,
I was gonna say chipping,
putting. So like I was having a conversation last night at St. Lad's, and there's a lot of female golfers too. And Lorraine, I didn't know about. So, like, they, like, I'm like, what's your handicap? They've been doing it for years. They're like, oh, we're, like, out of 36, we may shoot, like, a 52. So, on a par 9, or on 9 holes, par is 36. They may shoot, like, a 52. So, I'm like, you guys are, like, just a little bit over. They're like, what is yours? I'm like, last time I went, I was, like, 11, 10 over. And they're like, are you serious? I'm like, is that good? They're like, yeah, that's good. That's, I'm like, good. Oh, I didn't know. It's just, like, a natural, like, athlete type of deal. Like, I'm just, I don't know, I'm losing that confidence too. Like, I just, I'm good at most things.
Hey, that's all right. Hey,
sorry, not sorry. It's just like, whenever I put my mind to, it was a video of Kanye who was like, right now, if I wanted to quit rapping and go to the league, I would. He's like, why do you think that? He said, because I could pretty much do anything. I'm like, that sound, yeah.
So, yeah, it's all about those. There's so many details: the clubs you use, the gear, the shoes you wear. Because we've seen it. Because Jacob, you know, we'll golf with him. And no offense to Jacob,
trash.
I ain't gonna say his shoe game's trash, but his shit, like, trash, he's wearing like basketball shoes to the course, and I've seen him before like slip. I'm like, bro,
yeah,
because he's trying to like plant his feet and they're slipping. I'm like, bro, you have to have like cleats on, like. Either plastic or like metal cleats are a little almost
just
too
spend
much.
That, spend that $60 that you're going to spend anyway. Just get you some good. It's an investment in what you're doing. Exactly. I'm not saying go out and get a whole like golf attire, but like little stuff. Like get shoes, get your tees, get your balls, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, the balls, the tees, all that, all those details just in the game of golf. So if you put this mindset or mentality onto life, like everything that you do, the details of it matter, you know. Even with this podcast, how we advertise it, how long we go for, the topic we use, the
it's what we're saying, like enticing the people that's listening to it, like this little stuff like that. Like if you're not enjoying the conversation or it's like not for you, you know, maybe we can switch it up and talk about something else, or like condense it so like this group or this area, our demographic gets what we're trying to target. And it's little details like that to kind of like take you further on in like whatever you want to do. So playing golf is like equivalent to life. It's beautiful, but difficult.
And you're only challenging yourself to get better.
Yep.
Nice.
That is it. What are we out on time, you think?
Probably about 25 minutes or so.
Oh, that's good though. Okay, well.
Yeah, you want to...
wrap it up? Yeah, man, this was like quick, fast, and nasty like a bunny ranch in Vegas.
Yeah.
All right, so each episode, you guys, I watched the last episode too. You guys are funny as hell. I don't know what Jacob said that got bleeped out. But
I'll tell you.
Okay, yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, interesting. No, so each show we do a mental health evaluation, our check, 1 through 10, how you feeling? How are you feeling physically, financially, spiritually, or just overall health? So me coming back from vacation, I'm like 9.5, man. Life is, I'm blessed, man.
Is the other Honestly. Half the reason why you're not a 10 is because you've been going since you got back?
Yes. I've been on go mode since I got back, but like, this is what I wanted though. So it's like, I'm going to keep pushing to get where I need to be. Because like, again, only a small percentage of people get to experience what I went to go do. So it's like, how do you not appreciate that aspect of life? Like,
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
So yeah, that's where I'm
and,
at.
And you're working hard to do that even more. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you like, know what you want to do, and
I want to grind more so I can enjoy more of that. Like, yeah. I'm not saying go all out, like work tirelessly hours, but like, I don't let go. Balance has to be put in place. Like, my peace comes before anything else. So that's where I'm
that.
At.
I love that. I love that.
John, for you?
You know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I had hosted a garage sale yesterday, me and Abigail. We hosted our garage sale, and it was just a one-day only deal. We talked about like details in the beginning, you know, throughout the episode here, like the details of having that garage sale was just so many. The signage, we had like we put out like 13 signs like everywhere just to try to get people to come, you know.
And I seen one on your corner. Oh, when I was walking towards the park. I was like, oh, a little tiny sign. My son was like, tiny sign.
Come on. See, yeah, next time we want to get like bigger signs, because it was like, they look like almost like a, it looked like a fake sign almost.
It looked cute. I ain't gonna lie.
Nice. But no, I'm feeling good. We made a couple bucks on there and at the sale, and just we've been kind of go, and I think we both kind of realize that we've been sleeping in a little bit later, but I've been getting to work on time and like still making it a point. Like, okay, even though I'm gonna sleep in, I gotta get on my shit. So
yeah. It comes with getting older, I guess.
Yeah.
That threshold of 30, man. I'm feeling it each day after the birthday. I'm like, man, this little tiny details of stuff. Like, hey, man, you might want to go to bed at 9:30 instead of 10 o'clock, because you're gonna feel it in the morning if you don't, you know,
the extra half hour.
I told y'all that check engine light hit quick. Bing. Mm-hmm. Like, and it only get worse the closer you get to 31, because you're gonna get some other shits.
That's why health is wealth right now. So
definitely. I mean, it just hit me the other day before I get into my number, like, you know what's been making me feel really good, like supercharging me, like lithium fruit. Like, I don't get me wrong, like, since I've been with Jamie, I've been getting a little bit more vegetables and fruits in my system. But like, if I'm feeling shitty or my stomach is like shut down and I think about eating food, I will just pop some grapes in or something. And then like, I feel re-energized. It's crazy like how good I feel. Like, we went to the Chinese buffet on Friday. And like, after I got done eating, I was so stuffed. Didn't even feel like I could drive. And I was like, and for dessert, I've been doing fruit. Watermelon, lemon, orange, grapes. That's been like my fruit dessert. And after eating like a couple slices of watermelon, like 6-7 grapes, and sucking on the lemon and orange, man, I'd be good. Gucci. I'd be ready to run a damn marathon. It don't make no sense what fruit can do for me.
Hey, I mean, you know, there's people that don't, that's their like diet. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, hey, if it works, it works.
Because it's just water, essentially, right?
The fruit natural is, like, sugars.
Natural sugars.
Yeah, exactly. Natural.
And so, a lot of vitamins. Lots and lots of vitamins. Especially apples. Apples have like a whole bunch of crazy ass vitamins.
Nope. I also find myself drinking a lot of the Gatorlights. Like, it's like Pedialyte Gatorade.
Oh.
Which, like, it has electrolytes in it, so like, it helps your body just restore its natural like balance of like energy. So I'm like, yeah, definitely start drinking those more. Just little stuff, man. Yeah.
Body Armor over Gatorade though.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no competition. I mean, we're not, you guys want to sponsor us, it's fine. But
yeah, please, please, please. I love Body Armor. I love Fruit Punch, Strawberry Banana, Watermelon Strawberry. I could keep going on and on. They actually have a Kobe edition.
Do they?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's like a grape something, but it's like purple and gold, and it's hard. I like it. And for my number, I'm at a 9. Okay. Not at a 10, I'm at a 9, because I know I'm one step closer to where I want to be. And I mean, life's just been good. I mean, it's summertime, been outside, kicking it, didn't get a hangover, enjoyed y'all games over the weekend.
Appreciate it.
And, yeah, I mean, life is good. Can't complain too much, not too high, not too low.
That's what's up. Yeah, same. So, there you go. Feeling good, fellas. And, of course, you see that Jacob and Gabe are here. They're missed, but we're going to have them back soon, and I'm sure next week, probably.
Our thoughts.
And,
probably. Well, no, next week is Parker's birthday. So, happy early birthday to Parker.
Happy early birthday.
Five, right? I think it's five.
I believe so.
Five.
Yeah.
If it ain't five, watch this next year.
Watch this next year and play it back.
Happy fifth.
No, I think he's going to be five because my son's right behind him. He's turning four this year, and I think he's older than him by a year.
So no, that's what's up, though, man. So.
Well, pay attention to the details of your life and fix
watch
it.
Yeah, watch how everything irons out, though. So, yeah. All right, again, this is, well, do we have a quote you want to do?
Like I told the guys, I noticed that the quote app was feeding me the same quotes after a while. Yeah, so I was like, damn, did we reach the end of the quotes like after a couple years and everything? So with that being said, no real quote besides, like John was just saying, pay attention to the details of your life, because if you don't, somebody else will write your details or you'll have a panic attack and you don't want that. And that is a quote from Cliff.
That sound, man. So
I'm just being real. Like, do you want somebody else writing the details to your story? And do you want to overfill your story so much to where, again, I mean, people have a panic reading it, so why not have a panic attack? That's what your brain and body's going to feel.
I like that a lot, actually. That makes a lot of sense. So, all right. Well, this has been an episode of It's On Us. Again, make sure you like us on Spotify, Apple, Podbean, wherever you listen to podcasts. Oh, shout out to our sponsor, Creative Genius Brand, www.creativegeniusbrand.org. We have some new merch coming out, golf merch. Coming very, very soon.
So. Yeah, I was a little early last time.
I heard it. I'm like, man, I can't wait to get back to like expand on that though. But yeah, stay tuned for that. More to come. Stay wavy, y'all.
See you guys.
Wavy. Mm-hmm.